Of Arrowhead Archery Shop and co-host of Big and Wild Outdoors. Here to tell you about a new product we're using at the ranch and carrying at the shop. It's Horn Max Super 20 mineral and molasses blocks. Both blocks are loaded with organic trace minerals, rich in protein, nutrients, and amino acids to maximize our southern deer herds. From buck to doe to fawn, you won't find a more complete product for your herd. Check them out at floridamineralonline.net or at Arrowhead Archery Shop. Pick up your Horn Max Super 20 mineral and molasses blocks today and start growing bigger deer.
QYK FM HD2 St. Petersburg 106.9 FM W295 CF Clearwater.
From the backwoods and the swamp waters of the Sunshine State and all across America and the world, this is the Big and Wild Outdoors with your host, Braden Gunn, Jonathan Swindle, and Glenn Kinman.
Hey, hey, we're the Monkees. Welcome back. It is the Big and Wild Outdoors. Glenn ain't here. Jonathan ain't here. It's just Braden, Bill, Randy, and Chuck.
Actually, Jonathan is here.
Where is he?
Yeah, he's on line
downstairs?
One.
Downstairs?
Yeah.
Oh, he finally called in.
He's phoning it in, as they say.
Oh, how cheap is that?
Finally waking up.
Well, hey, before anybody gets out there and gets crazy and changes the channel, coming up at around 9:15, Bill Ernst from Spur Chaser TV is going to be calling in. Going to talk about his new season up on the rack. Hello, is this Jonathan? Hi.
Good morning, gentlemen.
Where are you at? We have not figured out exactly where you're at. You're at Booger Bottoms.
Well, we need to do turn loose our crack staff department on this and do some intel because I am at Lupton's Boggy Bottom.
That's what I said.
Off of Highway 39.
That's what I said.
Okay.
And they are having a car and truck show today out here, and we're out here. I'm out here with the best Joad archery instructor in the state of Florida, and I'm not saying that because she works for me, and Miss Swofford.
Ashley.
And Miss Ashley's out here with me. But this is an event benefiting Black Dagger.
Awesome.
So I'm like out here thinking to myself, there needs to be a Big and Wild tent set up out here, and we need to be doing some live, shenanigans.
Shenanigans is a good word.
Yeah. Well,
seriously, I'm listening to the two amigos together in there. Well, the third amigo's out here. So, obviously, you had all three of us in a room. There would be some major shenanigans going on right now.
We'd have a bonfire around here somewhere.
Dude, Ashley was laughing her butt off at me. I'm out here throwing 100-pound targets around and everything else, and y'all started talking about the bear hunt and all these other nimrods.
How to make friends and influence people.
Yeah. Well, we're here for you. We're just trying to be your voice, Jonathan. That's all. We're trying to help you. We're here to represent, my friend. Well, now tell me about this event, though. Is Dave Winters out there? All the Black Dagger group, they're all out there today. That's awesome.
I haven't seen them yet. I know they're supposed to be.
Well, they're special forces. They're probably there. You just don't see them.
Yeah, that's why I keep my head on a swivel.
Check the barbecue sauce.
They're having I guess you could call it a brunch if you're fancy, brunch deal for $8. They're fixed to start that at noon for $15. They're having a full-on all-you-can-eat barbecue. The cars that have just drove by here, it's crazy. I've seen everything from Camaros to Mustangs to we just had a full-on restored Willys drive by with a 50 cal sitting in the back of it and everything else.
Nice is that?
I need one of those for driving down 75.
Or 19. Yeah. One of the two. It's all good. Well, now, you know what? That place, Randy and I were talking about it a little earlier. We had a Christmas party out there one year with the radio station with WQYK. Yeah. And
nice place.
Man, it's a beautiful place. If you've never been there before, go check it out. But the only bad thing about that place is you're not allowed to fish there. And if they've got some really nice lakes back
there.
You're
not allowed to turkey hunt either, and they've got a bunch of turkeys in there.
Yeah, that's true, too. And squirrels.
Well, the ribs that they have make up for that. So it's okay.
Well, that's true.
True. We have the wild game dinner out there every year, too, for the Branded Rotary Club.
Yep.
That's right. That's always a good place to have it out there. Except I always kept wanting to ninja off to a lake out there and see if I could maybe,
Ninja.
pull a couple of water snakes out of there. You know what I'm saying?
Absolutely.
I would love to see you ninja-ing. That's all I can say.
I can ninja-ing if I got to.
Him and Ninja Dave.
I got my DK Flatwoods. I can ninja-ing all over that place, man. I'm all good. So how long are you going to be there? Are you going to be there all day, or are you just going to shake hands, kiss babies, and get out of there by noon?
No, the show will probably be here. I know last year it starts at 10, or they've already started rolling here. They start at 10. I know me and Ashley, I think it will probably be out of here 1, 2 o'clock,
right?
Maybe a little later.
Well, yeah. So, you notice that's conveniently after lunch.
So if it's done... start till 10, you could have gotten at least the first hour in here like Glenn.
Yeah. How's that
There's
bus feel?
There's a thing called setup, and, you know, I was Gordon this morning.
Yeah, I think last time you let Ashley do that all by herself, didn't you?
Oh, last year, yeah, you did.
Oh, you guys are so full of it.
I think I remember that.
No, he did. Last year you had her out there all by herself.
And if you ask Ashley, she got it done faster and better without him there.
Yeah, didn't have the supervision.
Really?
Yeah.
So y'all are saying this because I'm how many miles away from you on the other side of
now you
city,
know I love you Jonathan like a brother from another mother.
We know you can't hit us from
and
there.
You know I'd say it to your face just and you know just it's true.
It's okay anytime you need something off the top shelf I'm here for you.
That's true. Yeah.
Well now let me ask you, is it open to the public? Can anybody come out there and you know pay the $8 or whatever it is and enjoy a car show and lunch and everything?
Yeah, it's 15 when I said that for the barbecue. It's 15 for adults, and that gets you your wristband and your ticket for the meal. And kids 8 and under are $8, which, you know, they had some people last year that kind of gave them some, oh, my kid's under 8 years old. It's for a good cause, people. I mean, it's for Black Dagger, for God's sake. So, you know, and it's for our troops. So, I mean, $8 is not, you know, I wouldn't mind paying it. And I got two kids that are going to be under, or both of them are underage. So
yeah, it's all good. It goes to a good cause. It's worth the $8 or $15 or whatever it is. Just do what you got to do. It's not that big of a deal. If they only knew what they those guys at Black Dagger do, $15 is not a big sacrifice compared to what those guys go through. And also what the guys who put those hunts on and everything else, fishing trips and everything else for those guys. Man, that's blood, sweat, and tears, man. And $15 is nothing.
Dude, it's kind of like what we've been, and I heard Seth say it earlier about, and everybody, we've all said the same things 100 times. You know, it's amazing that all these other Jack Wang animal rights clubs sit there and bark and do, and but when it comes to putting boots on the ground and doing stuff, it's amazing how it's always the hunters and the fishers, and those are the people that usually always show up and put out, for lack of a better term. So
yeah,
we're just not full of hot air like everybody else.
Well, I got two in the room that can probably...
There's enough hot air. We can get the balloons up all by ourselves.
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah, there you go.
Well, now, go out there and enjoy your day. Are you going to be able to... Have you got anything archery stuff set up or anything
like
that for
the
shop?
Yeah, we've got the range set up out here.
Oh, you do?
Yeah, we've got the range set up with the 3D targets. We're letting the kids shoot, so...
Very nice.
Hopefully Ashley's going to get some more kids and stuff interested because she does the classes. You know, she does two classes at the shop.
She does a great job with the kids.
Yep.
I just got the fingers. She gets three classes now a week. And she's doing an adult class and a beginner class, the whole nine yards.
You sure she just didn't tell you read between the lines when she held up them three fingers?
She said three fingers. I didn't say one finger.
So if anybody wants to get there, the easiest way to get there is what? Just turn south on 39 off of 60 and you go what?
Go down to Keysville.
Yeah, it's Lupton. It's Lupton. Keysville, right off of Keysville
it's
Road.
Keysville,
it's Lupton.
Yeah.
Lupton's Boggy Bottom Ranch, but it's Lupton. I think Lupton's Drive or Lupton's Road or something like that.
Yeah, you go south on 39, make a left on Keysville, and it's just about a mile up the road on your left-hand side.
That's right. You can't miss
it. Huge shine.
Yep.
Yeah, huge shine. Yeah,
so,
if we could find that place for the Christmas party, trust me, anybody can find it.
Yeah, because I knew the condition your condition was in, baby.
That was pre-Uber, okay? That was pre-Uber. So,
and make sure you take comfortable shoes because you will be walking.
Yeah, it's a beautiful place. Yeah. I mean, there's a lot of places to go mess around. Take the kids, for heaven's sakes. Turn them loose.
There's playgrounds. There's everything out here.
Yeah. It's a very safe, nice, secure place. It's an awesome place. Well, Jonathan, thanks for the call. Go enjoy your day, man. We got to get on the phone. We got to get to Dennis, man.
Y'all be good.
All right, man. Love you. Bye. Get out of here.
Love you like a fat kid loves cake.
Dino, right. Bye. Get out. Hey, Dennis, what's up, man?
Hey, man, I just called in a shout-out. I'm listening to you guys, and y'all sound great. Thanks for what you're doing.
You're welcome.
Right now, you know, I'm with United Waterfowlers of Florida, and I'm heading off to the annual meeting, and I want anybody out there to sound my voice that like to attend, meet me at Fellsmere at the annual meeting at the Marsh Restaurant down
Marsh
there.
Landing Restaurant.
Marsh Landing.
Right in Fellsmere on Main Street.
Where's
you
that
can't
at?
Miss it. You can't miss it. It's the only restaurant in Fellsmere.
It's on Main Street and County Road 512 in Brevard County in Fellsmere, Florida.
Well, let me
what
just
don't get, you know, Chuck?
Just let me get on the Greyhound, man.
They have one of the best breakfasts there.
It was a restaurant
there.
He said, was talking about.
It's a restaurant. They do have a fantastic breakfast, and I was just there last week.
You won't miss it. It'll be the place that everybody's got a canoe or a duck boat stuck out the back of their truck. So you won't miss it.
It's like me with a meal. You won't miss it.
Yeah. Well, now, what are you guys going to be discussing when you get down there for the United Waterfowlers get-together?
Well, of course, there's numerous things on the discussion. You know, my main topic is with the Kissimmee Chain of Lakes and the invasive management, plant management program. Specifically, you know, I attend those meetings and represent us as a stakeholder.
Yeah.
We're very involved with that to the point to where, you know, in the next week or two, I'm going to do a ride around with them, and we're going to try to agree upon or disagree upon how the spring management is going to start, because it all starts here.
For those who don't know, Dennis is with United Waterfowlers. He's used to be the president of the chapter. He's still with the governing board there, and United Waterfowlers does a lot for waterfowl hunting and access across the state. What he's talking about is the spray schedules for the hydrilla and the other invasive plants on the lakes, the chain of lakes.
Right.
And they have a lot of projects that they attend to and lobby the FWC for. Dennis, man, thanks again for all the work you guys do. We really appreciate it. I hope you all have a good meeting and a good turnout.
Hey, guys.
Go ahead.
Thanks a lot.
All right, buddy. Have a great day, man. Hope you guys get some ducks.
We'll see you.
We'll talk about you when you're gone.
I know you will.
All right, Dennis, thanks, man. We got to take a quick break. We are the Big and Wild Outdoors, brought to you by G5 Outdoors and Lone Runner Trailers. We'll be right back.
The biggest Ford truck dealer in the entire southeastern United States is right here, close to you. Which dealership? The answer shouldn't surprise you. Brandon Ford is the largest volume F-Series truck dealer in the southeast, and the numbers don't lie. Brandon Ford sells more F-150s, more Super Duties, more lifted trucks, 4x4s, and diesels. And when a dealership sells more, there's always a reason, like the guaranteed lowest Ford truck prices, or one of the largest Ford truck inventories in America, with over 500 trucks available and on sale, or their award-winning sales team with years of experience who knows these trucks inside and out. Every day when businesses or customers need a truck, they choose Brandon Ford, because Brandon Ford stocks more, sells more, and sells for less. So when you're ready for a truck, come see us at Highway 60 and 301 in Tampa, the largest volume Ford F-Series dealer in the entire southeastern United States, 24/7 at BrandonFord.com. If you want to pay less for a Ford truck, that's our business.
It's time to work smarter, not harder, with Mahindra, the toughest tractor on earth that doesn't rely on diesel exhaust fluids or diesel particle filters to meet Tier 4 emission standards. Right now, you can get up to $6,500 cash back or zero interest up to 84 months, plus a 7-year powertrain warranty on every Mahindra tractor. Save right now on the world's number one selling tractor, Mahindra.
Head over to Grove Equipment Services on State Road 60 in Bartow and East Baker Street in Plant City today for great tractor and utility vehicle packages, and learn more about the toughest tractors on earth at groveequipment.biz. Offer with approved credit. See dealer for details. Program restrictions may apply.
Join Mark Charles Wednesday nights at 11:05 for Outside Interference Wrestling Radio. Mark Charles hosts guest appearances by pro wrestling's biggest stars and takes your listener phone calls to get your take on the latest current events in the world of professional wrestling. Tampa Bay's Business Address Money Talk 1010 dims the lights for Outside Interference Wrestling Radio every Wednesday night at 11:05 p.m. Highlights and interviews on OutsideInterferenceRadio.com.
Ace Heating and Cooling is a family-owned and operated business that gives honest, reliable, and affordable AC repair and maintenance on all makes and models of air conditioners for residential and commercial. Ace always gives free estimates on new installations and replacements, and they send out technicians, ladies and gentlemen, not salespeople, so you're going to get flat rate pricing, and you'll know exactly what it's going to cost you before they even get ready to do the job. Ace Heating and Cooling evaluates your AC based on your home, not your wallet. That's right. For your office or for your home, you need to give Ace Heating and Cooling a call today and let them do what they do best for you. 813-657-8818. 813-657-8818. It's Ace Heating and Cooling.
The Big and Wild Outdoors. Brought to you in part by the Sefner Beef O'Brady's, the neighborhood pub where friends and family gather to enjoy good food and sports in a comfortable atmosphere in the Parsons Village Center at Parsons and MLK.
Welcome back, everybody. It's the Big and Wild Outdoors. Hanging out here this morning in the studio with Randy Price and Bill Ishnikinigadigal and Bill George.
Again.
And Chuck is here.
Hey, Chuck's doing a great job, man. Chuck's got all the information. Well, he knows where all the restaurants are. He knows where everybody's meeting.
He's had his time in radio. Amazing, he knows what he's doing. I mean, he saw how fast he wrapped up his boy there last time. I didn't even get a chance to ask a question. No autofowlers in the room. Thanks for calling. Yeah, well, there. Say bye. What? I don't even remember the guy's name. It happened so fast. That's awesome.
Dennis Dutcher.
That was Dennis.
Yeah. Dennis Dutcher.
Yeah. And he does some great work. Dennis is a great guy, and he gets out there and gets it done for all those.
He's another one of those guys that shows up to all the meetings.
That's right, and he does, and he puts in the effort and the time for sure. But here's another guy who's going to be putting in a lot of effort this year, and a guy we've spoken to before. From Spur Chaser TV itself, Mr. Bill Ernst. How you doing, Billy boy?
All righty, brother. How y'all doing today?
How you doing? Where are you at today? Are you here in the Florida, boy?
Yes, sir, I am, and I'm glad to be back, believe me. I got situated. I made the move, got the family down here, and we're kind of back to making Central Florida home again.
Well, welcome back. I know you spent some time north of the border for a while there. You know, don't want to go into too details, but... Spur Chaser TV, always one of the best and most popular, and now you're bringing it strictly back to the state of Florida, am I right?
Well, we're still looking. It'll be available online. I mean, with all the video streaming and that you got, I mean, it'll be available like on your Roku and stuff like that as far as nationally goes.
Right.
But I am looking at staying more regionally located in the southeast, and it makes it easier for us as far as trying to appease fan base and that, make trade shows, expos and everything, cut expenses. I mean, because when you get into a TV show, obviously everything gets crazy with your marketing and your editing, closed captioning and airtime and stuff. So to keep expenses down and try to save on all that, we're going to try and make the fans happier and make it easier for them to have access to us. And I really want to focus on the opportunities we've got in this area. I mean, what we do down here on a normal basis. You know, everybody hunts, fishes, the outdoors, you can paddle boating, air boating, I mean, everything.
You know what? I got to say that I like that idea. And, you know, I think that's one of the reasons why I liked Benny Spies' show so much, because he really put the emphasis on his home state and, yeah. and all the things you could do up there in the Dakotas that I knew nothing about. And I think that that's when he could showcase, you know, mule deer, elk, duck, pheasant, all the stuff that you could do right there in his own little state without having to go anywhere else. I really respected that guy. And the fact that Benny was out there doing it in his home turf. He knows his own backyard. He's fishing when hunting with friends. Yep. So it was not like, you know, going out and meeting, you know, such and such outfitter of blankety blank blank South Dakota or whatever it was. He was like, you know, I'm my old friend Chuck, you know, I went out to his farm, his daddy's been here, you know, and the backstory and for you to be able to do that here in your own stomping grounds, I think that's a great idea. I really do.
We took a lot of feedback from season one. I mean, I heard a lot. It was a lot of pros, a lot of cons, a lot of good, a lot of bad. I mean, it goes with the industry, but And that's what we were trying to grow off of. I took some time off to make the move and the transition and get the family relocated and the kids situated and that. Now my kids are getting older and they're starting to get more involved, and that's kind of what we want to revolve around, you know, is them growing up and doing the normal everyday things and learning as they go and working with FWC and getting their hunter education cards and stuff like that and getting in the outdoors and learning from experience and what's passed on to them and also the family opportunities here because, I mean, you know, people think of Florida, they think the Sunshine State, they think beaches and theme parks.
Right.
And, I mean, the outdoorsmen, you can look at the industry in a whole as far as people, you know, even just shooting guns as a hobby or bow shooting for competition or your hunters, like you're talking North Dakota and that, a lot of people don't realize the seasons that we have down here and the length of seasons. I mean, like, we got deer season all the way into February.
Exactly.
122 days.
And gate. Exactly, and then we got the gator season, and hogs open year round. It opens up windows of opportunities for the outdoorsmen, if you know, for inexpensive hunts or family trips, you know, that they can include that. You know, you want to take a vacation? Well, yeah, there's always Disneyland and all that, but you know, you've got other things: the nature walks, the parks, the air boating tours. I mean, everything.
Well, we always said it here on this show. I think we're the only state. I know that Louisiana likes to call themselves a sportsman's paradise, but in reality, in Florida, there's never a day where you can't go hunt something. It's 365 days a year. Yep. It doesn't matter if it's deer, hog, turkey, doves, duck, quail, whatever it is. I mean, and fishing never stops. I mean, there's no winter. There's no ice season. It never, ever stops. Freshwater, saltwater, rivers, lakes, it doesn't matter. To me, the state of Florida, this is truly the sportsman's paradise because there is not a day you can't go out in the woods with a gun. There really is
Absolutely.
Not a day.
You know, Bill,
fishing, like you got into the fishing side of it, you know, that's another thing, too, that we're looking at, you know, to highlight those opportunities. You know, you take somebody from up north that's used to hitting the local ponds or something for bass fishing, bring them down here, you know, even if they just pick up a half-day charter or something or go out with some buddies and go offshore. I mean, it's a whole different ball game.
Yeah. Well, you know, the thing is you know, I watch a lot of outdoor television, stuff like that, and sometimes it kind of, you know, kind of grates on me that Florida's, it's a destination state, I understand, but they only come down here to, you know, some guy
tarpon fish.
Yeah, or tarpon fish, or maybe go on a gator hunt or something like that, or maybe go bass fishing. Or an Osceola, because they got to get it. But they have nothing else to do with the state of Florida.
You don't ever hardly see a deer hunt down here unless it's an old John and Gina show.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, I mean, if it ain't Brunson, it ain't nobody, you know?
Right.
I mean, but, you know, when you have somebody that comes from the Northeast or out West or something just to use the state as a Disneyland or a Disney World and then just go back to, you know, go to a mule hunt where they live in Utah, I think showcasing the state of Florida would open the eyes of more and more people to come down here and enjoy not just, you know, the other stuff, the beaches and the tiki bars at Key West, but the other things that we have to offer here.
You know,
by the way.
Yeah, well, they are. I mean, I'm not knocking them, but, you know.
I do this big event every June, first weekend of June. We'd love to have you be a part of it, Bill. It's a big youth weekend that I do at the Ocala Youth Conservation Camp with FWC. And we have about 400 to 500 people attend. It's all free. We feed them. They get to see and participate hands-on in all the ranges. They learn about deer hunting, hog hunting, fishing, you know, pretty much anything that you can do, kayaking, paddle sports, anything you can do in the outdoors in Florida, we have it there for them to do. Bill George comes and his nephew does cast netting and Bill does frog gigging. We've got gator hunting. We've got everything there. And these kids, they walk away with a new appreciation and they get excited and they get their parents to get them involved.
Yeah. Where else can you go Burmese python hunting? Come on. Seriously.
We'd love to have you guys down there.
That'd be great. That'd be great. I'd love to bring the kids up. I know that was one thing my son had even looked up, and he found it, you know, on the FWC website. They've got the summer camp up there in Ocala.
Definitely go. I started there as a kid, went back and worked there as a counselor and the shotgun and hunting ed instructor, and it fueled a passion for me, and that's where I got it from. I mean, that's why I'm still doing this today.
They put on a great camp up there. That's one of the, if not the best one in the state of Florida.
Yeah.
Seriously.
And my kids are going, and now my oldest daughter is turning 17. She wants to go back and work there when she hits 18.
Well, there you go.
That's great. Well,
let me ask you, when is the season two going to start? Where are you going to get it? And where can we find it? And all that kind of good stuff.
Right now, I don't have airtimes locked in yet. I am talking to several different media networks. I'm working on that. I'm looking at third and fourth quarter this year, possibly. That's what I'm striving for.
Mm-hmm.
It may have to get pushed off to first quarter next year. If I go first quarter next year, it'll definitely air all year long. But I'm trying and striving for third and fourth quarter of this year. All the information you can find on the website, spurchaser.com. We got a new fan page up with all the regrouping and restructuring of the outfit itself. I had to restart everything, and we got a new fan page up on Facebook under Spurchaser TV. I'm posting constantly, trying to get stuff up there, updates, and keep all the information flowing through so people can see.
Awesome.
We're starting to get our followers back and that. And I mean, because we had Series 1, I mean, I went from 30,000 viewers the first week we aired to at the end of the season, I had over 90,000 viewers a week, and the fan base is just spread out across the country. It's ridiculous.
That's awesome, man.
I mean, it's a good thing. That's a good thing, you know, but it just got so overwhelming, and you can't, it's hard when you're trying to feed a family, work, still be dad, still be the husband, still travel for your hunts. You got to work for a living. I mean, it working with outfitters and the marketing and the trade shows and the expos, you're trying to make all of them as you can across the country. So you get, you know, hands on with people and you actually get to meet your fan base and interact with them and do stuff with them. It gets overwhelming. And with the kids getting older now, like I said, I want to involve them more and they want to be involved. And it's just, I obviously, with them in school, we just can't take off. And I mean, I used to take off from the house, and I'd be gone 3-4 weeks at a time. I mean, just traveling trade show to trade show and expo, and then it got ridiculous. And then trying to make your hunts, and you're back and forth across the country, you know, down here in August for gator hunting, and then have to head up north to go deer hunting. And
yeah, life is rough. It is, but I will say this. I mean, I remember the first season going through it. It was really great, and it was nice to see, you know, somebody that you know on TV. You know, you and Daniel Lee. You know, I always watch his show, and I always, you know, cheering for you. And I know you always do a great job on it. And your camera work and your hunts are really, really good.
No, I appreciate it. We're trying to get better. I mean, everybody's always trying to improve as they go. You're always learning something new. We are gonna. You'll probably see some familiar faces on the new season. There'll be some people stopping in and hunting with us or traveling, fishing, and stuff like that from season one. And then there's gonna be some new faces as well. There'll be. I've got some other. We're working with some other people in the industry and that people know and names, familiar names, and make things a little bit better and bring a little bit different things here and there to us.
Well, that's all good. You know, and I think a lot of people don't realize just how hard it is to really do a quality hunting show.
It's not very difficult.
It's not easy. And especially when when you're doing
it. You get that at trade shows.
Yeah. When you're doing a lot of it yourself, especially post-production work and stuff like that, I mean, it's tough, especially when you got kids and a wife and everything else running around in life. It's not easy.
The 3 years I did my show, I thought my wife was going to leave me.
Well, she wouldn't.
You hear that a lot.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, and it was a constant battle chasing down sponsors and chasing down money just to break in.
And finding spots, booking trips.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, finding motel, hotels, all that. I mean, it's
time consuming. It's a full time job.
It is. Well, if you've ever planned a week long hunting trip anywhere outside of the state, and you know how difficult that is? Try to do that every single week and try to do it every single day and then figure out how you're going to pay
for it. On a schedule months ahead of time and keep your outfitters lined up, your hotels, get your tags. You're dealing with local conservation, and I mean, it never stops.
Yeah, draws and things like that in other states that you don't have to worry about down here. You know, it's not that easy. Well, again,
another big thing we're trying to change this season too as well. You know, you brought it up as far as the sponsors and that go. Obviously, it takes money. You got to pay the bills. You got to have sponsors. I mean, you guys know that as well.
Yep, sure.
But we're trying to eliminate. I mean, first season I had a lot of big names behind me in that. We're trying to eliminate a lot of that this season. Instead of all the commotion and hype of having the big names behind us, we're trying to do things more the way we want to do it with the equipment we use in that, which is going to interfere with sponsorships a little bit and cut funding. But when you start getting into big name sponsors, everybody's got their own little list of guidelines.
That's right.
Kind of dictates your show. So
yeah,
you're kind of left up in the air to them to where they have more control over what you're actually doing, and it takes the fun out of the sport. That kind of happened to us. We got so involved in it so quick and grew so fast that we really weren't able to do what we wanted to do. So we're trying to do things on a little smaller scale this time, but yet a big scale. But do it more out of our pocket and more with localized sponsorships and affiliates and that, and from this area and that, so everybody can actually see the turnaround on it. And then we're not so much dictated on the video side as to what, you know, turning a 30-minute show or actually 28-minute show into a 28-minute infomercial on a product line.
You're right. You're absolutely right. Well, Bill, again, when does it start and where can we find it?
Right now, look for updates on the website, spurchaser.com, or you can find updates on our Facebook page, Spurchaser TV, and we're looking at possibly third and fourth quarter. If not, it'll definitely be first quarter next year.
All right, that sounds awesome, man. We'll be following you. We're going to find out, and of course, if
absolutely.
You need...
Absolutely. I know I've been talking to Glenn. You guys keep in touch, because I know I always make it a habit, if I'm in the area, to stop in and visit you guys at different shows and that,
yeah,
and I'm
man.
Working on some localized trade shows and out in the area here, so...
Yeah, if you ever need anything here or in the state, anywhere... You know, you're hurting for a venue or some place to do something with a kid or whatever. Just give me a shout.
Yeah,
I'll be happy to help with
gator hunts
anything.
Over there with Billy.
Gator hunts, turkey hunts.
We're all good.
You'll
hunts.
Have to get my number there from Glenn and them and give me a shout. Shoot me a text or something. So I've got your number. I'd like to get in contact with you.
Oh, you don't want to open that. You don't want to open that up.
Yeah.
You don't want to open that. You don't want to open that can of worms. You want to keep that number as private as possible, my friend.
Is that one of those kind of hold my beer, watch this moment?
No. Everybody's got my number. It's all over the place.
No, it's true. Yeah. But the good thing is, Bill, is that you're back and that you're doing it the right way, and you had a great show before, so I'm looking forward to season number two, man, and all the best to you and the family, and we hope to see you soon. Seriously, man.
Absolutely, brother.
Yeah, well, get out there and go enjoy this weekend, man. We got to get out here, take a quick break, and get back to the phones.
We're headed to your neck of the woods because we're getting ready to head over. We'll be at Raymond James here all day. We're bringing the kids over to Monster Jam.
Oh, Monster Jam. Got to go see Grave Digger. Yeah, my kids.
I've heard that for the last 2 weeks. Since Christmas, when we got the kids the tickets for Christmas, and we've heard that. My daughter's 8, and we've been having a contest around the house. It's all we hear is Monster Jam.
Well, when you get there, go up and see if you can get close to Dennis Anderson because he's got a really nice place to hunt up there in South Carolina, man. He really does.
Take some earplugs.
Yeah. So
I'll be sure to remember that.
Yeah. Just remember, tell him Braden sent you. So, you know, you get the back area. It's all good.
I'll get a picture for you.
Yeah, sure. Whatever. All right, Bill. Thanks for the call, man.
All right, brother. You guys have a good one.
See you, buddy. Bill Ernst, Spur Chasers TV. Keep it up on Facebook. We're going to have a link up on our Facebook page a little later on, all that kind of good stuff, and we'll try to put some stuff up on our website. What?
Smoking Aces.
Hey, we're going to give a Smoking Aces giveaway.
Yeah, let's do it.
Hey, caller number 4.
Sure.
888-404-1010. Seeing that Braden is sleeping over there. You know, what? We want to get Randy...
Talk about barbecue, all of a sudden Bill wakes up.
Yeah.
Talk about Spurt Chasers TVs over there.
Hey.
Smoking right, Aces? What? Smoking Aces?
Bring the fourth caller right now, and you get the Smoking Aces $25 gift certificate.
888-404-1010. That's 888-404-1010. We're brought to you by G5 Outdoors and Load Runner Trailers. We'll be right back.
The Big and Wild Outdoors, brought to you in part by the Sefner Beef O'Brady's in the Parsons Village Center at Parsons and MLK.
Have you heard of the following outdoor brands? Wild Game Innovations, Avian X, Plano, Barnett, Flextone, Ameristep, Fraybill, Zinc Calls, Tenzig, Evolved, Halo, Bloodsport. Well, if you recognize these brands and you use them, we have an opportunity for you to take your passion for hunting or fishing to the next level. Plano Synergy, the owner of all these brands and one of the leaders in the outdoor industry, is looking for passionate and skilled hunters and anglers to join our field staff team. Our staffers work retail events, do seminars, and educate store employees and customers on our products and how effective they are in the field and on the water. They are our brand ambassadors. If you are over 18 and want to apply, please request an application today at joinstaff@planosynergy.com. Once again, that's joinstaff@planosynergy.com.
Did you know the biggest Ford truck dealer in the entire southeastern United States is right here, close to you? Which dealership? The answer shouldn't surprise you. Brandon Ford is the largest volume F-Series truck dealer in the Southeast, and the numbers don't lie. Brandon Ford sells more F-150s, more Super Duties, more lifted trucks, 4x4s, and diesels. And when a dealership sells more, there's always a reason, like the guaranteed lowest Ford truck prices, or one of the largest Ford truck inventories in America, with over 500 trucks available and on sale, or their award-winning sales team with years of experience who knows these trucks inside and out. Every day when businesses or customers need a truck, they choose Brandon Ford because Brandon Ford stocks more, sells more, and sells for less. So when you're ready for a truck, come see us at Highway 60 and 301 in Tampa, the largest volume Ford F-Series dealer in the entire southeastern United States. 24/7 at BrandonFord.com. If you want to pay less for a Ford truck, that's our business.
Hunters and collectors will tell you that if you want the friendliest, most laid-back, packed full of firearms gun shop in Pinellas County, then you've got to go to Deer Hunter Guns. If you want Civil War guns, antique guns, new guns, shotguns, pistols, knives, or even that hard-to-find ammo, you got to make a trip to Deer Hunter Guns. If you're looking for something out of the ordinary you just can't seem to find, stop in and see Chuck. The man is a bloodhound when it comes to finding stuff, and he will find it. So go get what you need at Deer Hunter Guns in Clearwater. It's just across the street from the original Hooters on Gulf to Bay.
Join Mark Charles Thursday nights at 11:05 for the MMA Talk Show, featuring guest appearances by UFC fighters and the top MMA analysts, and takes your listener phone calls to get your take on the latest current events in the world of combat sports. Tampa Bay's business address, Money Talk 1010, takes off its tie and relaxes with Mark Charles and the MMA Talk Show every Thursday night at 11:05 p.m. MMA Talk Show highlights and interviews on OutsideInterferenceRadio.com.
Hey, this is Jonathan Swindle of Arrowhead Archery Shop and co-host of Big and Wild Outdoors. Here to tell you about a new product we're using at the ranch and carrying at the shop. It's Horn Max Super 20 mineral and molasses blocks. Both blocks are loaded with organic trace minerals, rich in protein, nutrients, and amino acids to maximize our southern deer herds. From buck to doe to fawn, you won't find a more complete product for your herd. Check them out at floridamineralonline.net or at Arrowhead Archery Shop. Pick up your Horn Max Super 20 mineral and molasses blocks today and start growing bigger deer.
Welcome back, everybody. Big and Wild Outdoors. Having a good show out here today, hanging out with Chucky Schnickenicka and Bill George. I'm trying to keep your name out of the media, you know, because there's so many people who want your head on a platter. So
I welcome all comers. I welcome all comers.
It's anonymity. I'm trying to keep
it. Froggy just jumped.
And Bill George from G&B Gator Supply. Did I get it right?
No.
G&B
Gator Gear.
That's what I said. Send Randy Price, of course, find a glass.
Yeah, and I protect myself being behind his bulletproof
glass. It's BS-proof glass on that side.
That has to be stronger than bulletproof.
Yeah, it has to be. But also on the phone, a guy we always love to talk to, one of our greatest and one of our finest, Mr. Dennis Pawlowski. Good morning, Dennis. How are you?
Good morning, guys. How
are
y'all?
Are you working or playing?
Well, I was playing. I was sitting in the blind all morning.
Oh, that's what I heard. Glenn said you were out early this morning. Are you done?
Yeah, I got out around 9:15, 9:20, and just fed the mosquitoes so far this morning. I did see two turkeys as soon as I got back to the four-wheeler, but other than that, it was a pretty quiet morning.
Well, you know, turkeys are legal right now, so, you know, he could have wanged an arrow at him, I guess.
Depends on where you're at.
Well, yeah.
There were the ladies, and so I couldn't mess around with the ladies.
Oh, well, Chuck's trying to change that, too. Chuck's trying to change that on private land. We're trying to see if we can't get a few hens taken off.
And I'm trying to get all day hunting on public land.
Well, there you go.
Well, we're working on that. We got 10 areas open right now, and it's going good. So.
Yeah. So we're all working on something. What are you working on, Dennis? Let's see. The archery clinic's coming up pretty soon, right?
Yeah, absolutely. We have it January 31st over at First Baptist Church of Durant. We have two classes going on. We have one for what I call the little people. Anyone that's just real interested in just trying the sport of archery out. We provide all the equipment for that class, and actually both classes. And then we have the second class, which is a beginner bow hunting class. And we take you through that class. We use the same program as what FWC requires. And at the end of that, you'll get your actual bow hunter certification when you complete that class, and we offer a hawk hunt at the end of it.
Very nice. Well, now this one here, when you say this, like the basic beginner class, what are the age groups for the little ones that you talk about?
We start them off at probably no earlier than age six, because, you know, they just have to be able to pull back those mini Genesis bows.
Okay.
And, you know, physically they have to be able to do it. And then also mentally, sometimes they're just, you know, they're all over the place. So it's hard to, like herding cats. You got to be able to, you can't have too many six-year-olds in a class, because you got to be able to, you know, make everyone, you got to give the same instruction to everybody and make sure that everyone's getting the quality treatment, you know. So it's kind of tough, but, you know, we can accommodate, you know, little guys too.
All right, now for the beginning class, that goes all the way from what, like 12 and up, all the way through adult?
You talking about the bow hunting class?
Yeah, the bow hunters beginner class.
Bow hunting class, if you tell me that, say, Dennis, you know, my son's been shooting since he's been 6 years old, and he's got his own compound and that type of thing, we can be a little bit flexible on that, that age, as far as the 10 or 11, something like that. But they, but other than that, you know, age 12 is what we try to stick to, because there's a physical limitation that you got to be able to pull that bow back, and we're talking about taking you on a hunt and harvesting an animal. We want to do that as ethically as possible.
So you got to at least pull back 45 pounds, so you're all good.
35 pounds.
35 pounds.
It's always been 35 pounds.
Well, so anyway, the cost...
just the rules.
Yeah, whatever. It's just rules. Nobody cares about those. So for the average cost of the person, what is it, 45? Am I remembering right?
How much 45 for the bow hunting clinic, and then it's 25 for the other, the basic class. And then if you have multiple family units or people coming from that family to the clinic, then we can we'll work with you on the cost and get that down even better for the second student.
Very nice. Now, if anybody wants any info on this stuff, I guess they can call you, right? I mean, or they
absolutely
can go.
They can call my cell. It's 813-389-3678. They can go to Trinity Sportsman Ministries and take a look at the program and the past programs and see what it's all about, see the past hunts and that type of thing. And then they can also take a look at our Sporting Clays event that's coming up in April and get involved in that.
Yeah, well, I know we're going to be a part of that out there again this year. I think we might even have double teams this year.
Nice.
Now that Bill's going to want to shoot, Carlos is going to want to shoot, Chuck's probably going to want to shoot, I'm going to shoot, Mark wants to shoot. I mean, all of a sudden, now the roaches are all coming out of the woodwork. You know, it's like, at first we were like scratching. Now, who wants to go? Well, I don't know. So we'll just get Doug, you know, who will volunteer for anything. And, you know, a couple other people. But now it's like, man, now we're getting a whole group together. So it should be a great time this year. Yeah, it'll be a lot of fun.
Once they get out there, they come back. I mean, it's just, It's kind of addictive, so yeah. it's a good time, and it supports Trinity, and that's how we keep the cost down so low. You know, we those hog hunts are we pay for those out of our pockets. So
right.
You know, it's that's how we can take you guys on a hog hunt when it happens.
Very nice.
Through our class.
Well, get out there, go home, get some breakfast, get back out in the blind for this afternoon, get ready, you know.
Yeah, the major feed, I think, is 2 to 4 today, so I'm going to try to get in there a little bit early today.
Yeah, well, if you believe in that kind of stuff, me, I'd have just stayed out there all day and slept, so it would have been all right. Well, Dennis, thanks for the call, man, and we hope the class fills up soon. Let us know if it does.
Thanks, guys.
All right, man.
Take care, buddy.
We'll see you, buddy. All right, bye. All right, let's go to Ron. Ron, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here, buddy.
Wait a minute, is this Ron Rogers?
You got it.
Oh, no way. You are just in time. You're not going to believe this. Your ears must have been burning. Because Bill George has been hounding me all morning with this video and of his brother-in-law or somebody up in Pennsylvania. Who is this person to you? I don't know who this is.
Oh, it's my brother.
Oh, it's your brother. And Ron Rogers is working with Adams Arms, which is a nice weapons producer here in the state of Florida. Where are you guys? Yep. You guys are located where? Up on Gun Highway?
In Odessa.
Odessa? Gun Highway?
Odessa, Florida, in a top secret location with no name on the door, which is pretty much sometimes you have to go that way.
Yeah.
But, we have a 60,000 square foot manufacturing facility up there in Pasco. And As most of y'all know, we make one of the best piston ARs out there.
That's right, you do. I know we have a lot of law enforcement around here, around the area, who love Adam's Arms and use them quite regularly just to qualify and, you know, things like that and to be ready. But now that I have you on the phone, this is great because Bill George has this video of his brother. I know the answer to this, but since you're an expert, I'll let you answer this. Bill George had a question, so go ahead and ask Ron your question.
Okay, my brother had a AR slightly modified, and he had shared a little video with me, and I went, you know, you kind of wonder whether or not it's legal or not, and it seemed like the gun fired a little bit quicker than what I could pull the trigger. So I was going to play a little audio here and see if you can hear it and tell me whether or not you think it's legal. Okay?
Okay. Go ahead.
I don't know.
Get it up to the speaker.
Here it comes.
Here it comes. Get ready.
Well, that sounds like something we affectionately refer to as a giggle switch has been engaged. Cyclic rate could be legal if it's utilizing one of those slam fire stocks.
Bump triggers,
That some people like. I can't remember the name, but I just saw it at one of the dealer shows I was just at.
Well, there's so many. You have the bump stock, you have the whatever, the something trigger and all that stuff. But that's basically what it is. And as soon as I saw it, I went, of course it's legal.
Yeah.
It's perfectly legal. And you can tell, as Ron did, by the cyclic rate of the fire of that, you can tell it's a lot slower than it would be if it was a Class 3 or a full auto. Yeah, seriously.
Okay. It's a lot of fun. But when you turn that rifle into a bullet hose, it gets real expensive.
Well, that's what I said. That seemed like the, you know, the manufacturer's way of selling a whole lot more ammo.
Well, plus the other thing is, Ron, you can back me up on this too, but since it's a bump fire system like that, you really only have control of the direction of your fire. You don't have control of your aim of fire. Is that correct?
No, because you can't shoulder it properly, so you're not going to get a good sight picture. And shooting full auto in it, in of itself, is a little bit of a challenge unless you do it a lot.
That's right. And so, you know, it's a fun thing to have every once in a while, but you will get looks at a range with that, and you will also get questioned for it, too, at some ranges where they'll come down and go.
Yeah, and you never know if, you know, the Dementors are nearby, you know, because the ground frosts over, and it gets really cold, and they have that badge that says ATF, and they come walking through our booth, so I'm like, hey, did y'all feel the ground get cold? They said, what do you mean? It said ATF is coming.
Yeah.
No disrespect to any ATF agents out there. We love you guys. We have a great working relationship with them. But we like to poke fun, and they're a great group, so they do a good job.
They really do, for as long as they still have their jobs. So anyway, because there's already talk on Capitol Hill of getting rid of the ATF. So, I mean, you know, it's just one of those things. So, but for you guys, you know, with Adam's Arms, you know, being a local guy who makes a very nice, one of the best piston-driven ones out there, you can find them all over the place at just about every decent gun shop around. You got Adam's Arms all over the place. But what do you guys got new coming up? I know you're there, and you guys are going to be making some changes and stuff. What can we expect for 2017?
I do business development, law enforcement for Adam's, and one of the things that I'm calling about is I'm going to find out if you were going to make it to SHOT. And if so, I was going to invite you to our booth and show you some of the new stuff. We have some products in the new product area, but we are manufacturing a complete upper assembly for Glock 17s and Glock 19s called the Brawler, the Enforcer, and the Slayer. And it is a complete upper, which is the slide, the custom competition barrel, suppressor sights, the whole nine yards. So you drop it onto your Glock, you just converted it from a carry pistol to a competition pistol.
Well, now, wait a minute. Now, you just doing it for the 19? What about the 22? What about for us 40 caliber shooters?
We're working
shooters,
on
man?
That. We're working. It takes some engineering, it takes some work. Right. But right now, it's for the 17 and the 19.
Yeah, you're just going after
that's
cops.
That's been the big hit.
Yeah, you're just going after the cops first. I understand.
Negative.
Volume.
It is awesome.
Well, but there's more 19s out there than 22. So, I mean, I understand that, but... it's called the Brawler. I mean, can we find it online somewhere, or is this just all on paper?
Yeah, it's on our website, and a lot of dealers are picking it up. There's other people out there that rock custom Glocks, and our price point basically for a complete slide assembly is equal to that of a strip slide where you got to put in the barrel and all the components.
Really? What barrel? Are you guys manufacturing? Are you doing the barrels yourself, or is somebody else doing those?
We're doing them. We're doing them. It's funny because when I came to work for Adams, I didn't realize how many OEM things they did for major companies out there. And I was like, oh, wow, which is why we, you know, when people take a tour, you know, don't photograph this, don't take a picture of that, because, you know, we do a lot of stuff for others, which is kind of cool.
Very nice. I like that.
So are you going to make it? Am I going to see you in Vegas?
No. So since I'm not going to make it to the SHOT Show, I'm going to go ahead and just wait for you to send me those things to go and test here locally so I can just do it here on my own at my own pace, you know, kind of thing. I think that would be a much better thing to do.
We'll have to have a range day, my friend.
No, that'd be fine. If you can top some of the others that I've shot out there, then we'll talk about it a lot more at length, I'm telling you.
Well, I don't know about that, man. You got some connections. I don't know if I can compete, but I'll give it my best.
I know you will. But are you going to go? Are you really going for the SHOT Show, huh? You're going to be there all week?
Yeah, I just got back last night. I'm here for 48 hours. I've been in Raleigh and in Columbia for two huge dealer shows where I froze my tail off and tried not to slip on the ice and bust my hump.
Well, you crackers can't be up there in that snow like that, man. That's not good for you.
I told them I'm going to go to a hardware store and get some sheet metal screws and screw them in the lugs of my damn boots so I don't bust my, you know what. That's no joke. I don't know how people, and gals in high heels, how the bloody, how are they working that stuff?
Sandpaper. I guess you glue sandpaper on the bottoms of them. I don't know.
No, but
that's cool.
It was awesome. We met a lot of great dealers. We did a lot of great sales at Ellett Brothers and Big Rock East. We were at that show. We had teams in Minnesota. We had teams out west in Reno. This is the show season, you know, for dealers to place orders.
Yep.
And then it culminates with SHOT. And so anyway, we got two booths. You know, we're downstairs in the 8207 for our main booth. And then we have a new booth this year in law enforcement in the 20461. We're going to have a simulator up there. We're the exclusive weapons supplier to Cubic Global Defense Systems, so they're converting our firearms to pulse that infrared laser with CO2 and a complete interactive video simulator system, which is going to be really cool.
So you don't have to go wait in line at range day out of SHOT Show, which is miserable. So
correct.
It's fun when you get there, but it's miserable standing in that line. Oh, my gosh, it takes forever.
Yeah, it depends on which range day you go, They have that one at Nellis, and they have the ATAC. So there's a lot going on. I'm sorry you won't be there, but I'll bring you back some goodies.
Yeah, give me a goodie bag with all kinds of free stuff in it. It'll be all good. It'll be awesome.
Swag works.
Well, I'm going to look forward to seeing this brawler, man. That's awesome. Are you any way, in any shape or form, ever going to produce a brawler upper for a 10mm hunting Glock?
You know, I was talking with the people from Glock at their booth at this show in Columbia. And I picked up that 10mm, and I said, oh, I like this. So I won't say no. I won't say yes. It requires some engineering. And if there's a market for it, we're going
to
do it.
I want you to rename it the 1010. I want it to be a 10-inch barrel for a 10mm. That right there will keep you at around almost 2,000 feet per second out of that thing. And
holy smoke.
And that way you can bump it up and really use it for... dropping some pigs and deer, man. At least out to 100 yards, at least.
Oh, gosh.
It's a 41 mag. Right. I mean, it'll work. It's 41 magnum. It'll work just fine. So
we'll laser etch your face on the side, call it the Brady special.
yeah. The BB gun.
With bark.
All right, y'all. Listen, I just wanted to touch base. I'm out on Sunday heading to Vegas.
Have a good SHOT Show.
Yeah, have a safe trip, man. Be careful, Ron. Thanks, I'll talk to you soon, all right?
All right, buddy.
See you, buddy.
Take care.
Ron Rogers, Adams Arms, local made. Great rifle, great AR. Great hunting stuff, too, if you need it.
I miss going to the SHOT Show. I haven't been in a couple of years.
The last one I went to was fully and engulfed in, was the one that had it in Atlanta, and I have never been so tired in my life.
Yeah, it was terrible in Atlanta.
I think the drone of the noise, it just wears you out.
I mean, like it when they have it in Orlando, but they probably won't have it in Orlando anytime soon again. Because Vegas. They've contracted with Vegas for a long period of time.
Yeah, and Vegas is a big hot spot.
Yeah.
You know?
Well, they've got the hotels, and they've got the entertainment and everything else.
Well, yeah, the other types of entertainment. Yes. So, yeah, you understand. But it's going to be a good time. I know a lot of guys at the shop SRT, they're going to be loading up and heading out to the SHOT Show, so I'm not going to get to go, but that's all good. It's all good. You know what? Nowadays, just about everybody who's got a hunting show, a gun show, a shooting show, an outdoor show, a weapons show, whatever, they're going to be there streaming live anyway, so you can watch it all online.
Yeah. It's still good to get FaceTime, though, with the guys.
I mean, if you're making deals or wheeling and dealing or anything, you got to be there.
Or just, you know, just keeping your face present and you know, with the guys. Because being sponsored by companies like Vista that own Bushnell and Final Approach and Federal and all that, you know, they've had me at SHOT shows before, and I've done a bunch of them. But it's always good to be able to see guys from other companies that you don't get to normally talk to on a regular basis.
That's
unless
true.
unless you actually take time to sit down and say, I haven't talked to so-and-so in a while. I need to call him.
Yeah.
And life's so busy, it's hard to do. You got everybody there at one time.
It's excited.
A great party.
I get more excited about the SOCOM show that comes to Tampa that no one's invited to. That one's even better.
Yeah, that one's huge.
That one there, you get to walk in there and just go, wow.
Yeah.
Wow. Why would anybody ever mess with the United States? Seriously. Why would you? They need to just take the worst of the worst of ISIS and just walk them through there and go, this is what you're up against. This is what you're up against.
We're Americans. We love gun games.
Yeah, it's like, wow. Go back and now tell everybody what you saw. Yeah. Man, you're not going to believe these things I got there. I mean, it would just be a bad day for everybody. Well, I got to say thank you, Chuck, for coming in and hanging out with us, man.
Appreciate you guys having me, man.
Yeah. Billy, of course, whatever. You're always welcome. Maybe. I don't know. You're kind of wearing it out.
I got 2 weekends coming up. I'm not going to be here for sure.
Thank you. Oh, wow. Really? Sorry, we'll miss you.
Yeah.
Randy, always a pleasure, man. You're always the best.
Safely behind the bulletproof glass.
And last report, Glenn was way above north of Weekiwachee. That's when the texting stopped. So I won't have to worry about my phone dinging anymore for the day. But Jonathan's out hanging out at Lupton's. It's going to be a good time. I got a car show, barbecue, all that stuff going on. Lupton's Boggy Bottom.
Boggy Bottom.
Yeah, down off of 39 and
Keysville
Road. So go out there and see them today if you get an opportunity. It's going to be a good time had by all. Thanks again to everybody who listened, and thanks for having me back. It's good to be back from California, you guys. Thanks for holding down the fort. Appreciate you guys. It's the Big and Wild Outdoors. We'll see you next Saturday, 7 a.m. right here on 1010 Money Talk.
See you.
Edmonds has created a great family hangout at the Sefner Beefo Brady's. They go all out to support the organized youth activities and local benefits in the Brandon area. The Sefner Beefo Brady nights are loaded with fun things like karaoke, watching games on TV, and seeing the local kids sports team celebrating their big win. And of course, enjoying lots of great food. Lunch prices start at just $4.99. The Sefner Beefo Brady's is open from 11 to 11 Monday through Saturday and Sundays noon to 10. Sefner's Beefo Brady's is located at the Parsons Village Center at Parsons and MLK. Come on in and enjoy the food and fun.
So, I'm sure you heard the news. Social media sites are cracking down on private firearm sales. So if you're looking to sell or buy a new or used gun, or even looking to trade, do it the right way and head over to Deer Hunter Guns. Dan and his crew will give you top dollar for your used firearm, plus give you the best trade-in value if you're looking to upgrade. Deer Hunter Guns is doing it the legal way and can help you find what you're looking for. Or take that used rifle, pistol, or shotgun off your hands the legal way so you have peace of mind, knowing your firearm isn't going to a complete stranger. Go sell your firearms to your friends at Deer Hunter Guns. Stop by today and get the best deal. 2797 Gulf to Bay Boulevard, across from the original Hooters. DeerHunterGuns.com.
The Big and Wild Outdoor Safety Tips are brought to you by Sims Cranes, Florida's leader in safe, comprehensive vertical access solutions.
Here's this week's Sims Cranes Outdoor Safety Tips. Keep your family and friends safe on the water. Have an equipment checklist and be prepared before you're on the boat. Check local weather conditions before your trip. Designate an assistant skipper who is familiar with operating the vessel in case the boat operator or captain is injured. Always leave a float plan of where you're going and how long you're going to be gone with someone on shore. Use life jackets that fit each person properly before launching your vessel. Avoid alcohol. Studies show alcohol effects are even worse in the sun and wind. Learn to swim. The Red Cross and others offer training for all ages in your area. Take a boating course and get educated. Be prepared for any situation. Also, get a free vessel safety check from the U.S. Coast Guard. They'll check out your boat and make helpful recommendations. Sims Cranes, helping you stay safe on Florida's waters.
The Big and Wild Outdoor Safety Tips are brought to you by Sims Cranes, Florida's leader in safe, comprehensive, vertical access solutions.
Hey, this is Jonathan Swindle of Arrowhead Archery Shop and co-host of Big and Wild Outdoors. Here to tell you about a new product we're using at the ranch and carrying at the shop. It's Horn Max Super 20 mineral and molasses blocks. Both blocks are loaded with organic trace minerals, rich in protein, nutrients, and amino acids to maximize our southern deer herds. From buck to doe to fawn, you won't find a more complete product for your herd. Check them out at floridamineralonline.net or at Arrowhead Archery Shop. Pick up your Horn Max Super 20 mineral and molasses blocks today and start growing bigger deer.
The Big and Wild Outdoors invites you to discover Fish Hawk Sporting Clays. It's 77 acres of first-class comfort and hospitality for your personal sports shooting as well as corporate and public events. The Fish Hawk staff is always ready to set you and your family up for a memorable day of dusting clays. Conveniently located in Lithia, about 20 miles from downtown Tampa and less than 8 miles from Brandon, and is open 9 a.m. to 7 p.m. Tuesday through Sunday. Fish Hawk Sporting Clays offers four-person shooting carts, 12 and 20-gauge shotgun rentals, and the club also features a large covered pavilion with plenty of seating for your next big get-together. Fish Hawk will happily host birthday parties, bachelor and bachelorette parties, team-building groups, family reunions, or any group of people who'd like to get together and have fun. For more information, go to fishhawkshootingclays.com. That's fishhawkshootingclays.com. And be sure to check out the events page for clinics and classes available throughout the year.
WHFS Sefner, WQYK FM HD2 St. Petersburg, 106.9 FM, W295 CF Clearwater.
Broker Solutions, Inc.